Both positions were slated to be open at the end of June with the retirement of Mindy and Kelly Swihart. She's the borough's deputy clerk and he's the police chief. Borough officials have offered the deputy clerk's job to Danielle Akins, administrator of the Clark's Point Village Council in Bristol Bay. Petersburg's clerk, Debbie Thompson, says Akins has accepted the job and plans to move here to start work possibly as soon as June 1st. Akins will start with an annual salary of $56,000. Five people applied for the position, and a panel of borough officials and local residents interviewed two Alaska residents, including one from Petersburg. Two others were from Iowa and Kentucky. The interview panel was comprised of Kuprinoff clerk Becky Regula, former Petersburg clerk Kathy O'Rear, and current deputy clerk Swihart, along with former assembly member Bob Lynn and harbor board member Bob Martin. Meanwhile, the borough received 20 applications for the police chief's job by the April 20th deadline. Of those 20, the borough sent out questionnaires to half. Two of the applicants are from Alaska, and both are police officers in Southeast. They are Rick Groshong, a police officer in Wrangell, and Sergeant Jim Kerr of the Petersburg Police Department. Other applicants are from Arkansas, Texas, Oregon, Kansas, Colorado, and Illinois. Two applicants withdrew from consideration because KFSK requested names for publication, and one withdrew because the advertised salary was too low. The borough advertised the job with a starting salary of $88,000 to $95,000. Public Safety Advisory Board will be reviewing questionnaire answers and recommending candidates for interviews. Telephone interviews will be done with semi-finalists, and the borough hopes to bring up to three finalists to town for in-person interviews for the police chief's job. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicknicki.